Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that is Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. This week's program is coming to you from the Develop with Deere conference, where I guess I just describe it as an ag nerd's paradise. We have developers of a variety of companies here meeting with John Deere to learn more about their what they're doing in the precision ag area with their open APIs that they can work with and integrate with in different ways. And I'm going to feature here a conversation with one of the attendees here, Jason Taji with FarmMobile, a new startup here this, I guess, less than a year ago. And it's fascinating to learn about what they are doing in the area of telematics and bringing in information to even a mobile screen. And I'm going to let him explain that in our conversation. FarmMobile, we're going to talk about this, Jason, because this is new and... I don't even know. Just tell us, first of all, what you're doing and what is this thing called FarmMobile?
Sure. FarmMobile is a communications device that we put into a tractor. It's just almost like a black box, if you will, for a tractor that grabs the data in real time, sends it up to the cloud. Once it gets in the cloud, we store it in what we call an electronic farm record, similar to an electronic medical record. And what it does is it records all the activity that happens on that piece of dirt or that field within a year. So we create layers going on top of each other. Now, the key to what we're doing is it's passive. So the farmer puts it in there and he can forget about it. He can have his hired hand out driving around and they can look in on an iPad app and see in real time exactly where they are. So there's a lot of fleet management characteristics to it as well. The ultimate goal is to standardize all this data in this electronic farm record to the point where we can monetize it. So when I say we can monetize it, we bring buyers to the farmers for the data, and if the farmers decide to sell it, then we split the revenue with them. So our goal is to get as many of these devices out there and then bring buyers to the data to the farmer, and we only succeed if the farmer decides that it's worth, if there's monetary worth in it for him to sell a copy of their data.
So... This could have a number of let's say applications like security, you know, where your equipment is, what's being done with it. I guess keep track of what your staff or fleet's doing. To you know, what would be some other things that it's really going to mean to that farm besides the ability maybe to, like you said, sell or share that data?
Yeah, so we have three real main value points. The first one is just getting all your data in one place, because a lot of farms that we're on have mixed fleets, and it's hard to get all your mixed fleet data into one place. So that's one huge thing, is being able to passively get this data into one place for the farmer to then direct it to where it needs to go. The second thing that we have is the ability for this real-time fleet management, okay, to be able to tell, you know, if you're spraying a field, how much is done, and if you've got another piece of equipment that you free up, where should you send it? During harvest times, you know, where should the grain cart be at the right times? And there's a lot of things that farmers do on their own right now that we're able to just kind of automate and maybe put a coach, if you will, or a management person in charge of kind of moving stuff around. So that's probably our second one. And then our third one is definitely the ability to turn this data into dollars. You know, farmers, they grow corn, beans, and wheat, and they harvest them and they store them, and they don't give any of it away. Okay, so we want to do the same thing with data. We want them to, there's this crop of data every year that a lot of times ends up residing on their machines because it's too difficult to get it out for a lot of farmers. So we want to be able to make that process simpler, and we want to create a new commodity in the form of data that if they choose to market it, then they have the ability to do it. We want to be the platform that does that.
So back to the black box, how is that getting its information out to the cloud, through the cloud? Describe that process.
Sure. So we have embedded cellular on our device, so it really acts like its own cell phone. You don't have to pair it with a cellular phone, or you don't have to pair it with an iPad. It has its own embedded cellular chip inside of it. So upon plug-in, it's just a plug-and-play device that's ready to go. So when you order the device from us and it comes to you, it's already been provisioned, it's already been set up, so you plug it in, and literally within 5 minutes, we can be getting data to the cloud.
How about, let's say I'm out on the farm, I've got my Verizon connection, I go down in the valley, lose the connection, come up the other side, will that catch up then?
Yeah, so we're running Linux on the device, and we also have a database, and we've got 64 gigs of storage on the device. So it's built for unreliable environments. So when you lose that signal, it's going to store it, and then when you get back into signal, it's going to burst up the data to make sure that's all been accounted for.
So how are you pricing this then now?
Yeah, so the price of this, we price it, it's $1,250 a year per device. It's a three-year subscription, just like a phone would be. We own the device the whole time so that we can constantly be sending out upgrades and that kind of stuff. So you don't have to worry about buying a piece of hardware that might be obsolete in a few years.
Does it update itself automatically? You push those out?
It does. We can do over-the-air firmware updates on a lot of it. So, yeah. And the only thing that might change would be, you know, you might change cellular modems as we get going a few years down the line, and we would just keep updating those within our product offering.
Do you see the possibility or opportunity of making this Wi-Fi?
Yeah, there's already Wi-Fi in the device as well, so that's another backup plan that we have. What we see is the ability to start incorporating other devices around the cab. So we want to really kind of be the connection point from the cab to the cloud, if you will, from data to decisions is what we say. We want to get that data to the right people who make the decisions. And it's important to note that we don't want to do any analytics whatsoever. We are not an analytics company. We want to get the data up as quick as we can and get it to the people who need it so they can do their own analytics because that's their specialty.
Well, I'll tell you what, watching a combine going across the field in real time is about as fast as it gets, I think.
That's our goal.
So if a farmer is interested in it, where do they go to order their farm mobile device?
They go to farmmobile.com, and it's 1M, so it's FARMOBILE.com.
Well, we'll definitely make sure that link is in the post we do on precision.agwire.com. Thank you, Jason, very much for visiting here with Develop with Deere in Kansas City. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting. I have quite a few more interviews from the Develop with Deere conference that are being featured on precision.agwire.com over the next week or so. So please feel free to visit and learn more about what's going on in this area, and especially with John Deere. That's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.